A Memphis area lawmaker's sudden resignation has reignited a debate over sexual harassment at the Tennessee legislature. First-term Republican Mark Lovell stepped down Tuesday following an allegation he'd touched a woman inappropriately. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Lovell started work in the state legislature just last month. He cites a need to devote more time to his family and his business as his reason for leaving. Lovell denies any wrongdoing. House Republican Caucus Chairman Ryan Williams says the episode's quick resolution shows sexual harassment claims are being taken seriously.
If there were something, and by his own comments to the press, I'm assuming that there may have been, and it proves that the process works.
That process was put in place last year amid the long fight to oust State Representative Jeremy Durham. The Franklin Republican was accused of sexually harassing dozens of women over the course of several years. An investigation into Durham's behavior turned up questionable conduct on the part of other lawmakers, but only Durham was publicly identified and punished. House Democrats say that was a big mistake. Nashville Representative Beau Mitchell is calling for a more thorough inquiry into both cases.
All of these allegations need to be addressed, or we're going to be coming back here doing this over and over and over again.
House Speaker Beth Harwell says the legislature no longer has jurisdiction over the matter. And the courts aren't likely to get the case either, say Democrats. That's because state legislators passed a law last year that makes accusers pay defendants' legal costs if they file a sexual harassment suit and fail. Democrats are pushing to repeal that law. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.